them.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Melody Ranch with Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend.
Your friendly local merchant who sells and displays healthful, refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum invites you to meet all the folks here at Melody Ranch. Johnny Bond, Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Kottner, and yours truly, Charlie Lyons. But right now, here's the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
When it's roundup time in Texas and the bloom is on the face, I long to be in Texas, back a-riding on the range, just to smell the bacon frying when it's sizzling in the pan, hear the breakfast horn in the early morn, drinking coffee from a can, just a-riding, rocking, roping, pounding leather all day long, just a-sweating, swaying, swearing, listening to a cowhand song, how it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage. Just to be again, to be free again, when the bloom is on the sage.
When it's roundup time in Texas, and the bloom is on the sage. How long to be in Texas, back a-riding on the range. Get to smell the bacon frying, when it's sizzling in the pan. Hear the breakfast horn in the early morn, drinking coffee from a can.
Just a-riding, rocking, roping, pounding leather all day long. Just a-sweatin', swayin', swearin', listening to a cowhand song. How it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage. Just to be again, to be free again, when the bloom is on the sand.
Well, thank you very, very much, folks, and howdy, friends, and thanks for dropping around to visit with us this Saturday night. Yes, sir, we're always glad you could come, and sorry when you have to leave. But that half hour in between is strictly for your enjoyment. And another thing for your enjoyment is delicious, refreshing double mint gum. Yes, sir, folks, for the very best in downright chewing satisfaction, take it from me, the gum for you is healthful, refreshing double mint. And remember, it costs so little, tastes so good. Oh, that's very pretty, Bond. Here's a melody I dare say is familiar to most of you. It bears the simple title, Yours. And we sincerely hope it is. Yours till the stars have no glory. Yours till the birds fail to sing. Yours till the end of life's story, this pledge to you, dear, I bring. Yours in the gray of December, here are on far distant shores. I'll never love anyone the way I love you. How could I? When I was born to be just yours. Far distant.
aren't sure. I'll never love anyone the way I love you. How could I? When I was born to be just yours.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Hey,
and now,
Mr. Artery, can I talk to you for a minute here?
Why, sure, Pat. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to introduce you to an old pal of mine. He just got in from prospecting in the hills, he did. Mr. Artery, this is Wendy Wilson.
Well, I'm mighty pleased to meet you, Wendy.
And I'm right pleased to meet you, Bucko. Pat's been telling me a lot about you. Yes, he has. He sure has.
Wendy, he is somewhat of a talker, Mr. Artery.
I never would have guessed it.
You know something, Bucko? Your face reminds me of a fella I used to cut timber with up in the North Woods. That fella didn't have no arms, but he could cut more timber than a two-man camp.
Now, wait just a minute here, Wendy. How could this fellow chop wood without any arms?
Used to take a hatchet in his mouth and turn somersaults.
Wendy is going to stay on here at the ranch for a few days, Mr. Artery. That is, if it's okay with you.
It's all right, Pat. I'm glad to have you with us, Wendy.
Well, thanks, Bucko. It's mighty nice getting back to civilization after years of panning for gold. But I'm heading back for the hills soon.
Oh, is that so? Well, tell me, Wendy, just where do you plan to do all this mining?
Well, wherever I pitch my tent, Bucko, and believe me, I've had some experiences. Well, I'll never forget one time up in the high Sierras. I had to cross a wide ravine because there was a 10-foot grizzly bear charging down the hill at me, so I grabbed a hold of a slim vine and swung out over the canyon. Well, sir, for a minute, I thought I was going to make it, but then all of a sudden, the vine snapped, and I crashed to the bottom of the ravine filled with jagged rocks 1,000 feet below. Later on,
Tighten up on the reins there, brother.
Yeah.
Now, look, if you fell 1,000 feet on a jagged rock like you said, well, you'd have been killed.
I was, but not bad enough to stop my trip.
Wendy, there's just some things you can't expect us to believe.
You mean to say you think I'm stretching the truth, Bucko?
Well, I won't say you're stretching it, but I'd sure hate to be around when it snaps back.
Well, thank you, Bucko. Maybe you better sing, girl.
I know not where on earth to find you. I know not how or where to start. I only know I'm here without you. And there's pins and needles in my heart. The days and nights are growing longer. First you said that we must part. I only know I can't forget you. With these pins and needles in my heart, I always see your face before me. You smile at heaven's work of art, but now you're smiling at another. And there's pins and needles in my heart. Sometime, somewhere we'll meet again, dear, and love will make the teardrops start. Someday you'll know how long I've waited with these pins and needles in my heart. With these pins and needles in my heart.
Now, look, what in the world are you so excited about, Butler?
I'm working a crossword puzzle here, and I'm sort of stuck.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. What word you stuck on?
Well, this word right here, let's see, it's 26 down.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, a delicious, refreshing, chewing treat. 10 letters.
Pat. I'm ashamed of you. The word's very simple. Double mint.
Well, how stupid can I be?
I don't know.
Now, anybody knows the answer to downright chewing satisfaction is double mint.
Well, not just anybody, Pat. Everybody.
I'll say, boy, am I dumb. Now, let me just write that down here. B-O-U-B-L-E L-E-M-I-N-T. There.
Double mint always does it, Pat. Yes, sir, friends, if you're looking for a cool, refreshing chewing treat, take my advice and treat yourself to a package of the best you can. Delicious, refreshing double mint gum.
Right.
And now, folks, here's a song that never seems to tire in popularity, about a cowboy and a certain pair of blue eyes. Why are your eyes of blue, so blue tonight? What have I done to make you cry? Don't you know everything will turn out right? Someone told you a jealous lie. Dry the tears from your blue eyes. Skies are gray when my baby cries. Don't believe all those jealous lies. Dry the tears from your blue eyes. Don't you know that my love is yours alone? That my heart only beats for you? Don't you know that I want you for my own? How can you dream I'd be untrue? Dry the tears from your blue eyes. Skies are gray when my baby cries. Don't believe all those jealous lies. Dry the tears from your blue eyes. Well, thank you, folks, and now...
Hey, where's the dictionary at, anyway?
Well, right over there on the table. Why?
Well, I got another word here I want to look up.
Well, what's the word? Maybe I can save you a trip.
The word is pacichic.
Huh? That's new and all me. How you spell it?
P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, pacichic.
That is psychic. It means being able to read or anticipate another person's thoughts.
Well, am I, what was it you said there? Am I that?
Yeah, you're a psychopathic. No, I really don't know, Pat. Are you?
Well, let me see here if I can read your thoughts. I'll try it. First, I'll bet that you're going to tell a story, right?
Right.
Second, I'll bet it's about somebody, right?
Amazing.
Third, I'll wager you're going to start it right now.
Astounding.
And you're going to start by saying you were sitting all by yourself one night when there was a knock at the door.
Correction. The phone rang. I wonder who that could be. Hello?
Hello, Gene. This is Ernie Fulton over in Carsonville.
Well, Ernie, how in the world are you? I haven't heard from you in a long time.
I'm fine, Gene. Sure wish we could get together, but I'm leaving on a business trip in a couple of days. In fact, that's sort of why I called you. See, I was wondering if my sister Sally could stay over there with you for a week or so while I'm gone.
Well, of course you can, Ernie. Be glad to have her. Just send her on over and...
Well, thanks, Gene. There's just one thing. You see, she's...
Oh, forget it, Ernie. It's all decided.
I know, but maybe I...
I said forget it. Just have her on tomorrow night's train. We'll meet her.
Well, okay, Gene, and thanks a million. I'll check with you as soon as I get back.
Right. So long, Ernie. Sally, huh? I wonder if she's a blonde or a brunette. Well, I figured I'd better tell the boys we had a young lady coming to visit us. And brother, you should have seen them when they heard the news. You'd have thought I said Lana Turner instead of Sally Fulton. Anyway, the next evening when the train pulled in, they were all down at the station with me, rigged out in their Sunday best. Especially Johnny Bond. He was dooted up foot to kill.
Boy, I'm so nervous, I can hardly hold this bouquet steady. How do I look, Gene, huh?
Why, you look fine. And stop pulling on my sleeve.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is my necktie straight?
Yeah, it's straight. Now take it easy, Johnny. Sally's only a girl.
Only a girl, he says. Hey, look, the conductor's putting on the steps. Yeah. I wonder where she... Hey, what's that he's got?
I don't know. It looks like it might be a...
Is there somebody here by the name of Jean Andre?
Yeah, that's me, conductor.
Good. Good, I'm glad I found you.
Last week I got carried away and wrote him that I'd had a baby.
You're really getting yourself messed up, aren't you, Peggy?
Well, that's where the favor I want to ask you comes in, you see. Uncle Henry's coming through here on a train tomorrow night, and he's wired me to be at the depot with my husband and baby just so we can say hello during the stopover.
Now, wait a minute. If you think I'm going to...
Jean, please, please. If Uncle Henry learns the truth, I'll have to go back and live in his place. Now, I'd rather die than do that.
In other words, you want me and the baby to be at the depot with you and pose as your husband and child. Is that it?
Well, it'll only be for a few minutes, Jean. The train doesn't stop long. Please, Jean, please.
You know, something tells me that this is going to lead to trouble. All right. Okay, I'll do it for you.
Glad to see you. And I suppose this is that husband and baby of yours I've been hearing so much about. Glad to meet you, son. Glad
well,
to
here.
Meet you.
Same here. I think the train was just about ready to pull out, and we wouldn't want you to miss it, Uncle Henry.
Say, I've been struck by a sudden thought.
What?
This is no way for a man to get acquainted with the new members of his family. I don't have to be on the coast for 5 days yet.
No!
By golly, that's it. That's it.
Get what's that?
Such a hack with business. Hey, conductor, get my bag off the train. I'm staying here.
Oh, no.
Well, why don't you kiss her, young man?
Oh, please, Uncle Henry, you're embarrassing, Jean.
Huh? Oh, you young people amaze me. Hey, you've only been married a little over a year, and already you're acting like a couple of old fogies. Why, when I was a young man...
Wouldn't you like to play checkers or something, Uncle Henry, dear?
Checkers? I should say not. Say, Jean, my boy, I've been meaning to ask you something.
Yes, Uncle Henry?
How much money do you make?
Now, wait a minute. I don't see that that's any of your business.
It isn't, but I'm asking anyway.
How about a little double solitaire, Uncle Henry?
Peggy, will you please stop interrupting? I'm trying to talk to your husband.
Look, Uncle Henry, maybe I'll...
Oh, I know you both enjoy reading a good book. That's it, a good book.
What in the world is the matter with you anyway, Peggy? You act like you're trying to hide something.
Hide something, Uncle Henry? From you?
Oh, no, no, no. Not Peggy, Uncle Henry. How could you possibly think such a thing about
it? Yeah, I guess you're right, my boy. Oh, say, I almost forgot. Guess what?
Frankly, I'm afraid to.
Don't tell us that you're...
You guessed it. I'm staying over another week. Aren't you happy? Well, one of you say something. Don't just sit there.
I'm so happy I could cry. In fact, I think I will.
Now things were really in a mess. And from all indication, prospects for a brighter future didn't look too good. Any second now, I was afraid Uncle Henry was going to catch on, but I didn't expect it to happen quite so soon or in quite the way it did. As I remember it now, we had just finished dinner at night and were sitting in the main room when there was a knock on the door. Come in.
Hi, Jean, I'm back.
Ernie Fulton.
Right, I've come to get my baby.
Whose baby?
My baby.
Well, that's our baby.
That's my baby.
That's our baby.
Whose baby?
My baby.
Hey, that's...
It's everybody's baby. Baby. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look, Peggy. I'm afraid I'm going to have to give away our secret.
Secret? What secret?
Lean back, Uncle Henry. I'm going to tell you a little bedtime story.
Oh,
well, folks, Uncle Henry listened, and after I'd told him all about me and the baby, I explained to him just how Peggy felt about our part of the country and why she didn't want to leave. He was a little stubborn at first, but finally he agreed to let Miss Peggy stay, and once more, things went back to normal at Melody Ranch. But then, the next day, as I walked into the house, the phone rang. Hello?
Hello, Jean. This is Jim Ferris. I have to leave town for a few days, and I need someone to take care of my sister. Do you think you could possibly do...
Sorry, I've been in the Swedish cut to Mr. Rotter. She's no longer here. He's gone. Goodbye. Well, folks, not too long ago, a cowboy I know made a motion picture called The Rim of the Canyon. Now, I'm not going to tell you the cowboy's name, but if just by chance you happen to see the movie, I hope you'll enjoy hearing this song. P.S. The cowboy sounds something like this. Such a star in the sky, from the rim of the canyon, low, I can see far below, where the cool waters flow, from the rim of the canyon. Gazing on the wonders that grew at God's command, seems that he's so near me, I can feel the touch of his hand. Night and the day is in flight. What a glorious sight from the rim of the canyon. What a glorious sight from the rim of the canyon, from the rim of the canyon, from the rim of the friends, that just about strings out the loop for this Saturday night's meeting. But along about this same time next week and over these same stations, we'll be back this way again, hoping to bring more of the same. In the meantime, how about treating yourself and the whole family to the best chewing treat money can buy? That's delicious, refreshing double mint gum. It's been my brand for many, many years. How about making it yours, eh? This is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again.
Riders of the Whistling Pines. This is Charles Lyon. This program was transcribed. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.